All right, welcome to another episode of The Word. I'm Jason Fogreber. It is Wednesday, July 17th, 2019, and I am here and very lucky in the podcast studio to be with the brothers Sheffrin, Cooper and Brody. Hi, guys.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Great. So introduce yourself. Tell everyone out there who you are, what year this is for you, and how old you are.
I'm Brody, and
it'll pick you up. You don't have to lean in. You're good.
I'm Brody. I live in Deerfield, and it's my third year.
It's your third year already?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I'm Cooper. This is my first year.
First year?
Yeah.
Sweet. How's it been so far?
Very fun.
Very fun?
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to get into that, because I know you had a big day. All right. So where did we just come from?
Social with Agawak.
How was it?
It was fun. It was a carnival.
Where was it? Was it at Menominee or Agawak?
It was at Menominee in the Gully.
So, talk about the carnival.
Okay, so we had a bag-o. So, you threw three bags, and if you made one in, you would get an airhead.
Mm-hmm. Did every cabin have a carnival booth?
Yes, every cabin had
So, we had like 19 carnival booths.
Including the CITs, yeah.
That is awesome. Okay, so yours was bag-o.
Yeah.
What were the prizes?
Airheads.
Airheads?
Yeah, but when we ran out of airheads, it was like a water fight.
Yeah, it seemed like a lot of people were getting really wet.
Yeah.
Did you see Jack Berger?
He was soaked.
I know.
Everyone was soaked.
It was
like all of a sudden the social turned into a water fight.
Exactly.
Yeah. Like.
It was still fun though.
What was your booth?
Mine was like a beer pong, and so what the girls would do is they'd try and throw it in the cup, but like they wouldn't drink anything, or they'd just throw it in the cup.
We're gonna call it water pong?
Sure, water pong.
Obviously there's no beer in there.
Okay, yeah, water pong, and
what were their prizes?
So if they made all three in, they would get an airhead, and if they, because they got three, they started with three, but then we gave them four tries, and then if they made three tries, then they would get an airhead, or that we had like a special cup that they could get it in to get an airhead, and then it was just like there we had a ton of cups, and if you got it in a cup, you got to ask one of us in the cabin a question.
Like
that
what?
Was that one that was taped onto the cup. Like one
okay.
of them was like, "What's your favorite song?" And so Lex in our cabin, like he sings this song. It's like "Come New York, New York," and he's like, and then he just started singing it.
I feel like in all the socials, Lex ends up singing
yeah.
New York, New York, which is great. So, other than your booths, what was the best one you saw?
Well, I didn't really go around to that many other people's booths, but I did see Cabin 14, I think, with and the one where they were popping water balloons on
the
different
guys' heads.
Yeah.
I feel like four of our cabins did that. What was your favorite one?
I can't remember the cabin, but, like, they had footballs on sticks.
Oh, the tiki torches.
On the tiki torches, yeah. And you had to, like, throw them off with a baseball?
Yeah.
Or a lacrosse ball?
A lacrosse ball. Okay.
So, my favorite one was Cabin 16 did a draw me or, like, a caricature.
Oh, I saw that, yeah.
So, like, the girls would come over and they'd sit there in chairs and they'd sit there for a while and the boys would, like, draw them, but they were really bad at drawing, so they would just draw stick figures, but they would take a really long time and pretend it was, like, really intricate.
It was really funny. Cute. Yeah, I saw the sign for that one. I never went over to it.
And then it looked like Cabin 7 was doing break a water balloon over my head.
14 did it.
The senior cabin did a change my mind. So they would have, like, topics, and they would give them to the girls, and the girls would have to argue with them and try and change their mind. So, for example, one of them was like, a burrito bowl is not a salad. Change my mind. And they would argue about it. Do you think burrito bowl's a salad?
No. It depends, unless you get a veggie.
Yeah.
Interesting. So, in your mind, salads have to be surrounded. Like, the core of the salad has to be vegetables.
Yes.
All right. So, let's go back to the beginning of the day. Because I know we had a really great big day at camp. So we had Big Ten this morning. What did you guys do for Big Ten, Cooper?
I had golf.
Okay. You have a great golf swing, by the way.
Thanks.
Do you play golf, too?
Yes.
You both play golf?
Yes.
Okay, because I was out there watching Cooper today, and, like, nice golf swing. Very impressed. What did you have?
For Big Ten? I had, let's see, my Michigan Big Ten was softball, and my Wisconsin Big Ten was Waterfront.
Okay.
But Waterfront, we just got to go on the keel the whole time. Nice. And that was Big Ten.
And did you have climbing today, too?
Yeah. I had it for my second Big Ten activity, and then I stayed there for morning general.
And what did you do with climbing today? That's a big deal.
I climbed up the trick wall.
Right.
Got to the top.
Is that your first time doing it?
Yeah.
That's incredible.
At camp.
Like, not a lot of people, like, are able to climb the trick wall at all, let alone on the third day of camp in their first year. That's pretty good. Did you know he did that?
Yeah. Logan mentioned something at lunch.
I got a great picture of it. It'll be on the website.
Oh, you showed me.
Yes.
That was the one you showed me in the golf cart, right?
Yes, it absolutely was.
It was
and
really cool.
And then we had Raspberry and then leagues. What were your leagues, Brody?
My leagues, we had, like, softball skills, but it wasn't really a league. They would just, like, time us on different things and, like, see how we would play.
Yeah, I'm a little, I'm lukewarm on the softball skills.
Softball
league.
Skills,
and
yeah.
I don't know if
and
it
then
could
I
be a
had
full
basketball,
league.
Which was, we had a really intense game, but we ended up losing 19-17.
Okay.
It was really intense, though.
And how'd you do?
I did okay.
What happened at the end? Did someone hit a shot to win?
Well, it was, like, close the whole way, and then we were up 17-15, and we missed the shot, and then things just started going down. Like, Chase scored a layup, then we turned it over, and then I think it was Chase scored another one, and then we missed a game-tying layup, and then the rebound... Neo missed a game-winning three at the end. It was insane.
Yeah. All right, cool. So that game was really intense then.
Yes.
Nice. And then what did you have for leagues?
I had Waterfront, which is always fun.
Nice.
We went, like, on the slide in the blob.
Mm-hmm.
I went, Bray, did you go during... the league or general?
Waterfront?
Yeah.
Big Ten.
So, at general, in the afternoon, I stayed there, and then my brother went.
Your brother who's sitting right next to you?
Yeah.
Did you guys go tubing together or something?
No, I went tubing with Easton and Drake.
Nice.
And then I went swimming,
okay.
And I saw him.
So that's a really good day.
Yes.
Big Ten, leagues, and a social? Oh, how did you have any of the food at the social?
Yes.
We did. What did we do?
Ice cream.
Corn dogs.
I had everything except the popcorn.
Good cookies and popcorn.
Yeah, I had everything except for the popcorn.
Popcorn was good.
The cookies were really good.
The cookies were amazing.
Yeah, the cookies were great. Oh, my radio's freaking out. The cookies were great. The popcorn was great. And we did four flavors of ice cream.
Yes.
Chocolate, vanilla, unicorn,
and Superman.
Superman
ran out so fast, though.
So fast.
I didn't get any.
Well, we let the girls
yeah.
go first. We're gentlemen.
Yeah.
We're gentlemen. Do you think the girls had a good time?
Yeah.
I think
yeah.
they did.
At the end, it was really funny when this kid in my cabin is we call him Dante, and...
Oh,
so what's his actual name?
Elijah.
Why do you call him Dante?
That's his middle name, and he
okay.
likes being called that.
Nice.
So, yeah, so what he did was he went up to, he, like, took his shirt off for some reason because it was wet. He just randomly took his shirt off, and then he walked up to one of the girls, and then after he left, one of the girls said, "I love this kid," and I'm like, "What are you talking about?" It was
sometimes
it was really
like when guys take risks or do stupid things.
Yeah, it was, but it was funny because it was like a 14 or 15 year old girl with like 11 year old boy.
Hey, that's something.
Yeah.
Props to Dante for putting himself out there. Did you talk to any girls, Coop?
No.
No, that's okay. But you had fun at your booth.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Anything else great happened today that you guys want to talk about? We had a big brother, little brother lunch.
Yeah.
But not like real big and little brothers. Our camp ones, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So the winners from yesterday?
Yeah, the winners from yesterday was Thanos. And
they got to eat first.
They got to get first call.
Nice. Any other highlights of the day that you guys want to share?
Cabin cleanup. No, we got second place. But I was bathrooms and... I barely even cleaned it, and I still got an 18, so.
I spent ready to forget. Sorry, keep going.
So I got an 18 on bathroom. Shockingly, we got an 88 first call, so it was nice.
What about any other highlights of your day?
I love during general. When I was going in the blob and I kept falling off, I couldn't get till the end.
Oh my god, it was so funny.
Oh, that's awesome. All right, well, it sounds like we had a great day.
Yes.
Cool, and they're blowing flag right now, so we're going to go to Wass Hall. You want to say hi to your parents real quick? Hi, Mom and Dad, we love you. Just say that.
Hi, Mom and Dad, we love you.
Perfect. Hi, Mom and Dad.
Thanks
all
for
right, guys.
Thanks for the extension cord.
Thanks so much for being on pod. You guys have fun?
Yes.
Will you do it again?
Yes.
Sweet.
We have campus
permits. All right, guys. This has been great. Thank you so much for listening. We're going to keep doing them. These are really fun. The Chef and Boys are amazing. Have a good night, everyone. For the love of camp, I am Jason Felgraver.